they cooled these cylinders, and they found that when the cylinders were rewarmed, that the nitrous oxide stayed at the bottom, or the mixture was uneven. They said, this mixture is not safe, you'll have to stop using it, because I was trying these cylinders out on patients, and I was also taking the cylinders to dental surgeries in the town and using the premix gas to drive halothane for dental anesthesia. So I stopped using it. When I got to Aberdeen, BOC continued to supply me because I said I wanted to have a look at this problem, and I cooled my cylinders down by taking them to the local ice cream factory, took them down to minus 25, where all the nitrous oxide went to the bottom of the cylinder. And I then figured out how to handle that problem. I solved that problem. Entonox has to be used properly, and it has to meet certain criteria for its maximum benefit. I think where it has been outstandingly successful, this is where the association owes so much to Peter Busket, because he was the driving force to get Entonox into the ambulance service.